Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, shout out to the Woolliest of the Bullies, a.k.a. Zach Wolchuk. You know him from the G-Bag Nation. You know him from Woolly Bullies Top 10, which is maybe the greatest segment in the history of radio.
A little post-game Cowboys
as well.
Little
post-game Cowboys, halftime show Cowboys. And he broke the news this afternoon saying, look, there's some smoke to this when everybody else was trying to poo-poo it. And he said he got some feedback that this might not be a go, but a fluid situation. And then Tom Pelissero tweets out the following, quote, the Raiders met with star defensive end Max Crosby today to let him know that they aren't shopping him and won't trade him, sources tell me and Slater NFL. While other teams are interested, the Raiders aren't interested in moving their best player, and Crosby wants to stay in Las Vegas. So...
sounds like it's a...
take that for what it is. A lot of PR, spin, speak, you know.
This is fun. This is fun. This is why being in this job is one of the most fun jobs, because this is part of it, man. You for 1 second, you think it's going to happen. Then it's not going to happen. Then the team puts out a statement. Then,
which they have to do.
And then I'll also, you know, these journalists talking about our teammates. You know, yeah. Sometimes stuff is put out for a reason. I'll say
it. Oh,
I'll just put it like that. Negotiating through the media, putting things out, putting feelers out. Oh, Max Crosby's on the block. We see teams willing to give us four first.
What agent told me this?
Or, oh, Max is only pulling in a second. You know, kind of gauge that. Do we want to move? Maybe we don't want to move on from him, but everybody's got a price.
Oh, everybody. Absolutely. I mean,
everybody's got a price.
You almost wonder now, is it going to be two first round picks? Like, I don't think if you're the Raiders, you're not.
If you're the Raiders, why would you just paid him? And it's going to mess up your cap a little bit. Not the end of the world.
A little bit.
It'll mess it up a little bit.
I think the dead cap hits like $15 million or something like that, which you can live with, especially if you know you're going to. At the very least, it's like, all right, look, if we're going to get rid of Max Crosby, because let's be real, you're not contending anytime soon.
Yeah, the Raiders.
Okay. The Raiders are not contending anytime soon. I hate to be the guy that tells you this, but Geno Smith's been a disaster.
Hey, higher passer rating on PFF than Patrick Mahomes.
Well, that's a whole other conversation. But I'll tell you what, we'll talk about this more in the 8 o'clock hour. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Friend of the program, and I'll tell you what, I'm a little jealous. I'm a little jealous, all right? Because, you know, when he's not doing radio with me, he's doing podcasts with him. I'm talking about Grant and Blake. What's up, Grant?
Not much. I appreciate you having me on.
Always, my man. Always. All right, so we're sitting here watching. Well, we're catching parts of this game as much as we can, being on the radio as well. What have you taken? All right, now, I guess, are you being able to watch this Rockets-Thunder game so far?
Yeah, I have. I'm actually watching it right now.
Anything that you've taken away from two teams that will factor significantly into what kind of run this Mavericks team makes this year?
Yeah, I think the Rockets, the big thing with them going just super-sized lineup, having Kevin Durant at the two and having double bigs. I think the Mavericks, ironically, were the team that I think sparked that for them when that first half Anthony Davis was going off, and I think Dylan Brooks was guarding him, playing the four, and they decided at halftime, we got to shut AD's water off, and they put Steven Adams next to Şengün, and it worked really well, and then, of course, AD got hurt. That, I think, has been interesting to just see the Rockets really buy into that identity, and then OKC is pretty much just OKC again, running it back with just without Jalen Williams due to injury.
Okay, so speaking of big lineups, look, I told Blake I do think that they're going to go with the big lineup tomorrow, that being the Mavericks. I do think we're going to see Cooper Flagg start at the point, and you will see Clay, PJ, Lively, and AD. If that does turn out to be the starting five, what does that tell you about what Jay Kidd and this team's looking to do, or at the very least, what message he's trying to send with that kind of a lineup early on?
Yeah, I think obviously preseason is just preseason, but against Charlotte, that defensive backcourt, when they started D'Angelo Russell and Klay Thompson, it was really rough defensively, and I think that's really what it tells you is they want to start with defense as their core identity, and they have to do it with the right personnel out there, and perhaps D'Angelo Russell is not that option, and if they go with a jumbo lineup with Cooper Flagg at the one, P.J. Washington next to him, and Klay, that has a lot of size on the perimeter with, shot blockers on the back line. So I think that's really what it tells you is we'll try to figure out offense later, but we have to get defense to set the tone.
Grant, what should Mavs fans know about injuries leading up to opening night tomorrow at the AAC versus Spurs? Who's good to go, who's not, and how close are we getting back to some guys?
Yeah, the main player to watch is Daniel Gafford. Jason Kidd told us at practice today that he'd be questionable. He's still dealing with a right ankle injury, but he ended up being actually officially listed as doubtful, so he's probably not going to play. And the only other players that are like officially ruled out is Dante Exum and Kyrie Irving.
What's the plan with Exum? What's the latest update? Because even me and you seeing all this stuff, there just hasn't been much talk about Exum and kind of how that dovetails into Brandon Williams and Ryan Nimhard.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, it's still very, like, ambiguous. This was the first day they had to officially list a designation. We knew it was, like, a right knee injury just because of observations. He had it iced, like, the whole week at training camp in Vancouver, and that's something that I just, you know, kept tabs on. And then we haven't really gotten a formal update of a timetable or severity. They're calling it right knee injury management. So I guess maybe his knee just hasn't responded well. I know he's had problems with his knees. Like, he had what they called bursitis at one point, you know, earlier in his Mavericks tenure that kept him out for, you know, many weeks. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. There is just the consistent struggles, you know, with his knee durability.
One thing, what's been kind of your feeling? You know, you're on social a lot as far as the feeling around no Luka. I mean, the team obviously is clearly, you know, they're solidified in what they're doing. But what's kind of what have you heard as far as just from around the league and just from on your Twitter and that sort of thing, as far as what is kind of the overall temperature towards this Dallas Maverick basketball team?
Yeah, I think for the most part, a lot of people, it's kind of a mixed bag. Some people, especially early on when they were putting D'Angelo Russell on the floor in their starting five, there was a lot of concerns defensively, you know, that we just talked about. But I do have heard quite a bit where some people feel, you know, with Cooper Flagg, like he checks so many boxes that he's going to elevate this group, you know, just so much from day one that they're actually going to be able to overcome Kyrie Irving being out. You know, we're going to have to see how that comes to fruition, of course, but there's definitely, you know, quite a bit of optimism from people that are, you know, very intelligent, you know, around the league. But, you know, that's always going to be interesting to see when a rookie's stepping in, because he's going to have to get used to executing, especially out of a normal role where he's handling the ball a little bit more. I do think it's important not to, like, overemphasize the point guard, you know, commentary, because it's more like point forward where it's like kind of by committee. It's like grab and go, and then they're just kind of dumping the ball into the high post and playing out of, you know, the big up top. So it's not like the true, like, pounding the air out of the ball floor general stuff. So it's not as difficult as what it sounds like when it's point guard, but still, that's regardless going to be an adjustment, just getting used to the NBA level and playing in that type of role instead of playing off of others with, you know, frequent off-ball movement and things of that nature right off the bat.
Grant Abseth of the Mavs Pulse podcast, Dallas Hoops Journal, best reporter at all 82 games. You're hearing his insight. If the fans listening right now want to kind of intake the game the same way that you and I will be doing tomorrow, what are you looking for outside of just a win and a loss as far as schematically from the Dallas Mavericks versus Spurs tomorrow?
Yeah, I think if you listen to what they've been saying in terms of, like, their core identity and what they want to accomplish, I think it's really important to just look at this is very simplistic for the first, like, kind of bullet point, but just overall defensive execution. Their core identity kind of aligns with how they have been trying to play last couple years with Frank Vogel's system. Like, Jason Kidd brought over a lot of those principles, and there's a lot of similarities still, so there should be carryover to how they've tried to defend in the past. And, you know, with those bigs being healthy in terms of, like, Anthony Davis and Derek Lively, you would like to see proof of concept with the double big lineup, even as they're getting used to playing next to each other. I think the other stuff in terms of, like, numbers that you can look at is three-point volume. How they're able to keep up with the other team's volume is a big thing when you're playing double bigs and having, you know, not necessarily like the most sharp shooting lineup out there. That differential is going to be important. Rebounding, when you're starting two bigs, it's important to dominate the boards, especially when the other team is not. That's something that's really important. And cause and effect with that, they're going to have to also get back in transition. That's something that PJ Washington emphasized when I asked him some of those, like, key focus areas this team is, like, really thinking about going into the season, is when you are playing big, you do have to be cognizant about getting back. But also today, Jason Kidd kind of expanded on that, and that ties into their offensive side as well. Like, they can't get caught overcutting too much and not getting back if they don't score, all that stuff. So just seeing how all of these things tie in, carrying over from training camp with a new offensive system and just the overall numbers that come with it, like the cause and effect of all that stuff, I think is going to be really fascinating, because they are going to really try to establish things for that first 10, 20 games where they're learning a lot about how that cause and effect comes into play. And then that's where we're really going to know what works, what's not working, and then see changes from there if those are necessary.
All right, real quick, get you out of here with this, Grant. Great stuff from you as always. We look forward to touching base with you all season long. But 30 seconds or less, your overall feeling about Anthony Davis and the kind of load he's ready to take on this season.
Yeah, I think just a quick summary of him, he's been able to get his minutes ramped up throughout preseason. He finished the final preseason game in Vegas playing 32. I think that's exactly where you want him to be, where he's healthy going into the season. He's been able to get used to wearing, you know, that protection over his eyes after having surgery. And I think he played at a high level the last couple of games. I think he's been able to get into shape, you know, playing with ramped up minutes. He's someone you can just run the offense through as a top, you know, 75 player of all time. Like, he's somebody that can, you know, cause a lot of problems. I think what you got to see, though, is his three-point shooting. If you're playing the four and you want to play the four in today's NBA, you got to knock down shots or at least have a front court partner that can knock down those shots. But we also need to see him play at a Defensive Player of the Year level, as he's shown in the past. But that's going to be where their identity starts, and he has to set the tone there.
Grant, where can we find you on the socials?
Yeah, you can find me on all socials. Grant Aseth, A-F-S-E-T-H is my handle. And you can also find a lot of my writing on DallasHoopsJournal.com.
Love to hear it, my friend. Don't forget about the, Mavs Pulse?
Yes, sir.
Mavs Pulse podcast, maybe the hottest podcast in all of the land. Grant, great stuff from you as always, my friend. We look forward to watching a little Mavs basketball tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Always. There you have it, the one, the only, Mr. Grant Aseth. All right, 1 hour in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk some more Mavs. We'll get some thoughts from the Blake Elliott, from the Fred Davis, and maybe even a little bit of the Ross Labinsky. Don't go anywhere. It's After Dark.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.